97.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.
I'm Richard Cantu. Cops killed in Charlotte, North Carolina. Joint federal and local fugitive task force went to arrest a man. There was a gunfight, 8 officers shot, 4 killed, as was the person they were trying to arrest. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper met with the families of the murdered cops.
I let them know that on behalf of the people of North Carolina that we are grateful for them and the lives of those officers who put their lives on the line and how much we appreciate it.
In Nogales, Arizona, prosecutors say they will not retry George Allen Kelly for gunning down a Mexican man on Kelly's property last year. The jury in the 75-year-old's trial couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, the judge declaring a mistrial. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a $105 billion bill designed to improve air travel safety. Among other things, it'll increase the number of air traffic controllers. This is ABC News. California and a New Jersey pharmaceutical company have a deal under which California will begin selling its own generic version of the opioid overdose-reversing Narcan. An outfit named Amneal Pharmaceuticals will sell naloxone to California for $24 a pack, or about 40% cheaper than the market rate. The state will give away many of the packs for free to first responders, universities, and community organizations. It will also sell to municipalities and businesses at a discount. The Mona Lisa, moving?
It's considered one of the world's greatest masterpieces. Now, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa could get a room of its own in the Louvre Museum. According to the museum's president, the move would give visitors a better experience, especially as many visit the famous detail. The Mona Lisa has also recently been targeted by protesters. The latest incident involved environmental activists throwing soup at the glass casing.
Although 42 overnight with west winds around 10 miles per hour.
Damaged.
Partly cloudy and warmer Tuesday.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Tuesday night showers likely by late evening.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both, see what happens, do that, then touch that one.
They're not cute, they're not cuddly, they are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up in the morning, scratch every atom off your to-do list. Falling in love should come with a warning, cause I can't fix.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Reeves. Hundreds of students are encamped at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. Called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. Defined the protest against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to war as well as for UW Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Cummins with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a call 3 strikeout past the catcher. Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put our ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong. According to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. But what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, what, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight. West winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies. Highs reaching the lower 70s. Tuesday nights, showers and thunderstorms across the area. Currently 52 degrees.
Show. Join us as we take a look back at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and President Biden's remarks and ask you, what's worse? Call in. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May. Oh, he says he
wants to cancel. News from the center. WRCE.
Say.org.
An air conditioner on the bus is broke and I can't shake this cold. The single lost the bullet.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Sometimes we feel
like champions. Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is the president and co-CEO of Free Press, freepress.net, Craig Aaron, and at Free Press on Twitter and freepress.net on the internet. Craig, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we talked. The FCC, you say, heard the outcry and did its job. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me back, Tom. Always a pleasure to be with you. And I'd like to be able to come on and actually share some good news for a change. And that good news is that the Federal Communications Commission last week reinstated what's called the net neutrality rules and what's called Title II of the Communications Act, which is an important part of communications law. And all this had been torn down by the Trump administration, which essentially abandoned or abdicated its responsibility for regulating the Internet. That's been restored by FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel in the Biden administration, meaning that, again, net neutrality is the law of the land. And net neutrality is this really fundamental but simple idea that says when you go online, you should be able to go wherever you want, do whatever you want, download whatever you want, and it's not up to your phone or cable company to decide which sites and services and apps are going to work and which won't. It should be up to you as the user. And so that's an important and now long-fought victory. That means the Internet is maybe a little closer to working how it should.
There's also an issue of privacy, is it not, Craig?
No question about it. This is where, ups and downs over the last 10 or 15 years, fights on this issue of net neutrality. But the key thing that the FCC did is they said the Federal Communications Commission has the authority to regulate the Internet because it's a telecommunications service. It's a two-way conversation. And that gives the agency a lot more ability to protect privacy, which is a top concern of people everywhere, to be able to step in if your phone or cable company is violating your privacy, because they, of course, know a lot about you, who you're calling, where you're going, all of these things. So it's very important that regulators have the tools to step in if and when there's a problem.
Yeah. What's going to happen? I mean, the phone companies, when they got, when Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC in 2017, when he ended the Title II net neutrality protections, my understanding is that right away the internet service providing industry started tracking everything we do. Selling our information all over the country, started cutting deals with big, internet providers, particularly some of the streaming providers, give them fast lane service and things like that. So there's these two things. There's the kind of the remnant of the fast lane, slow lane stuff, and I don't know how much that ever really caught on or how big a problem that became for people. And then there's also they can compile all this information about every website you ever visited. They can read your emails. They can read, everything coming in and going out. They've been compiling this stuff for, 7 years now? And, what are they doing with all that data that they've got on us already?
Well, I think you sort of raised two different issues. So one, in terms of them, you know, interfering, fast lanes, slow lanes, a lot of those plans, well, they've admitted time and again that given the ability to discriminate, they'd be happy to do so. A lot of those were thwarted because the state of California actually passed a law when the FCC got, you know, abandoned their authority. California said, hold on, we're going to step in and at least protect those core net neutrality protections. So that's something that did happen that bought some time for, again, now this new proceeding to come underway under the Biden administration for them to actually get it right. So that's a step in the right direction. We're able to avoid some of the worst case scenarios. When it comes to privacy, we still have a really fundamental need for comprehensive privacy legislation. But we don't have updated laws protecting our privacy. And these are things that, you know, show up in everything that we do. Our ability to rent an apartment or get federal aid or, you know, any number of things where, you know, the data and how your profile, you know, as we know, there's sort of algorithmic abuse happening in every facet of society. They're using it to set people's jail sentences. You know, this is all this data fits into these, all these things, and all these companies know if they have access to this data and they can sell it, that's where they're going to make money. So what we do want is companies, if we're in doing business with them, everybody wants that internet connection so they can do whatever they want to do, so they can listen to this show and watch these videos wherever they might be if they can't happen to, you know, tune in and get it over the air. So we know that they're going to have this information, but what we want these companies to do is just do the job of connecting us to the internet and then get out of the way. They don't need to be collecting all of this extra information and marketing and selling it to spying agencies and what have you. There's simply no reason for them to collect the vast majority of this information. This authority helps. What would help even more is Congress finally acting for comprehensive privacy legislation that puts people back in control of their own data.
Yeah, I'm completely with you. We're talking with Craig Yaron. He's the president and co-CEO of FreePress.net. Craig, I don't know if I've told you this before, but Nigel Peacock and I, a couple of decades back in the 70s, from the mid-70s through the late 90s, I guess, right up until 97, we ran a whole bunch of forums on CompuServe, for CompuServe. And we're very well paid for that. I mean, you know, we had 20, 30 people who were working with us as sysops. We had a monthly budget of a little over $20,000 a month that CompuServe gave us. And we kept the forums clean. And because back then, you know, prior to the 96, you know, Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, back then, if somebody did something wrong on one of those CompuServe forums and we didn't catch it within a reasonable period of time and remove it, CompuServe could be held liable. That produced a very reasonable internet experience. I mean, this was before HTML. This was before the web.
Yes,
but we had clean places. And we kept the lights on. And we got a lot of good stuff done. In fact, we produced a book out of the ADHD forum that I ran that is now in the Smithsonian. You know, as an example of technology and medicine. Is there any serious effort? Is there any kind of growing consensus among members of Congress that number one, Section 230 went too far when it just eliminated all liability? I mean, the New York Times still has liability for what they publish. Why doesn't Google, right? Or why doesn't Facebook or Twitter? Number one, and number two. The transparency of the algorithm. I mean, it seems like it would be such a simple thing. There's all these allegations and charges that ever since Mark Zuckerberg started having, you know, private dinners with Donald Trump, that Facebook has been amplifying right-wing voices, and that Elon Musk is now overtly, you know, he's tweaked his algorithm to suppress progressive voices and amplify, you know, conservative voices. Why is it so hard for Congress to simply pass a law saying that any algorithm on a social media system or site has to be open source or publicly disclosed?
Well, I think it's a great question, Tom. I think they're, you know, the why is it so hard is the age-old answer that you're very familiar with, which is, you know, billions of dollars spent on
lobbying.
So there you go. So you've certainly covered that topic at length for a long time. And the same factors are at play here. And of course, the Silicon Valley companies, which started out kind of clueless when it came to Washington, have now adopted all those proven strategies that they borrowed from the oil companies. And it's about tobacco companies and the telephone companies too. So that's standing in the way of a lot of good policy making, even though people are really outraged. And I think, you know, in terms of algorithmic transparency, you know, I certainly agree. We definitely need that win to win so experts can hold them accountable, so independent academic researchers who can actually understand what's going on and evaluate the algorithms and the computer science, have access to this and can be independently audited. These are things that we need to happen. I would agree with that. With Section 230, we may not be in exactly the same place, but I think there's some good common ground. So I don't think you just want to throw out Section 230 and suddenly have, you know, sites where people are posting, you know, making it liable for whatever they're posting. But I do think there's a middle ground where we talk about what do these companies know? Where are they pulling the strings and tipping things in a certain direction? And if you can demonstrate that that's happening, then you should be able to take action. You should be able to sue these companies when they are legitimately at fault because of decisions they've made that have endangered people or done other things to discriminate and the like. I don't think it's a wholesale
destruction. Well, I'm not suggesting that. Basically, we have 24 hours to take down a judgmental company. And that would be considered a good pay of them. And if it cost them, you know, millions of dollars to pay all these sysops to do this across hundreds of farms. We just ran 34 of them. Zuckerberg is making billions of dollars a year. He would still make billions if he had to start paying the people who are running the various, you know, sites and groups on Facebook. He would make less money. But
thanks for making us your radio choice since 1949.
And,
country and community, WRCO-FM, 100.9.
Why not just give them something very similar to the liability that newspapers, radio, and television have?
I think we do need that kind of action, common sense reform, to where when the actions of these companies are causing harm, they can be held accountable. I think that's something most people can agree on. It makes sense. The other thing we need to really see from politicians right now is a lot more pressure on these platforms, you know, while wielding the threat of, you know, real changes here on what they're doing right now. Because as you suggest, Mark Zuckerberg and others are making billions and billions of dollars, and what are they doing? They're cutting the jobs, the trust and safety jobs. They're cutting even the insufficient number of moderators that they had working here as we go into an election year with incredibly high stakes, not just in the United States, but around the world. And everything that's, you know, terrible in English is far worse in other languages where they don't have to even the, you know, the baseline staff actually stepping in.
Are there any members of Congress who are really good on this? I know Josh Hawley wrote, oddly enough.
I don't know that he makes the top of my list.
I think Ron White's probably one of the most well-informed.
Ron White is a great one on so many of these issues because he also, maybe more than any other member of Congress, really understands the dangers of surveillance and you know, how this data is being manipulated. So he's been pushing bills like the Fourth Amendment's Not for Sale Act, which prevent government officials from buying commercial data in order for the purposes of spying. You know, he's been out front on that, as well as, of course, all the spying authority stuff. So I think Rod Lyon's a good place to start. You know, Lil Khan is someone who's looked at these issues. There are many, many members. Bernie Sanders, of course, on so many issues. He's been a leader here. Ed Markey of Massachusetts. You know, these are all folks who are serious about looking at technology.
Craig, I got to run.
Thanks,
Craig.
Tom. Appreciate it.
Check it out. Craig, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Tom. Appreciate it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more than you. The wires slapping out of tempo, keeping perfect rhythm with the song on the radio.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars. cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families. And you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center. Your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise.
But when you visit the shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly
that name really stinks, Maggie.
Sorry. Taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the shoebox, we go by the cargo rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the fence today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox. On Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Or a log or a loaf. I don't understand.
Calling all flavor enthusiasts.
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell. It's nasty.
Soft serve ice cream.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Dive into a full menu of delicious options.
We've all felt left out.
And much more.
For people who moved to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
Where good times and great flavors come together.
We can change that.
At 1100 M Street in Boston.
Don't
miss out on the deliciousness.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're
this
always
is a public service announcement task
and the Civic
from
TakingFishing.org. Enjoy listening
to
live
if you need a
catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or
let's
wherever
begin.
You
are
enjoy
you
listening
there?
To your podcasts.
Do you have a
You
beak?
Are listening to your local Civic
your
Media radio station on air. Thank
beagle?
You. Did you know we are always
Do
streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And
Here's
if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Mark them. Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur?
Local I'm radio for you here. And your community. It's Civic Media's
Does
mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and
We've
registered.
All
because
felt
it helps
out.
Local conservation
and for
efforts
people who
protect
move to this country,
the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in
we
for generations
that.
To come. Do
Learn
you
how
at
belongingwithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Seems like fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there's a couple of issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog's food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. And that's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy. Dr. Marty's Signature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it for a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for the health and happiness, and the flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. 24 minutes past the hour, and Maine Democrats, this is interesting. In Nebraska, scenarios by which Joe Biden wins the election is if Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, the so-called blue states, all go for Biden. All the other swing states go for Trump. But if those three states go for Biden, and Biden wins Nebraska's second district, then he becomes president by essentially one party. Here's how it works. Every 48 of the 50 states in the union award all of those states' electoral college votes to whoever wins the majority of the votes in the state. So, you know, Biden beats Trump by 1 point or 20 points, it doesn't matter, in Michigan, for example, then all of Michigan's electoral college votes go to Biden. There's two states that the exceptions to this rule, Maine and Nebraska. And in Nebraska, they've got one electoral district that is basically Omaha. And in Maine, there's one that's like the populated South. And so Maine and Nebraska tend to split their votes. There tends to be one electoral vote for Trump and one electoral vote for Biden. And so Nebraska, what they're talking about doing, the Republicans in Nebraska control the state, they're talking about doing away with that separation so that all of the votes in Nebraska go for whoever wins the state, which of course would be Trump. It's a red state. So now, in response to this, the Democrats who control Maine are saying, okay, if you do that, we're going to do that. In other words, we'll make all of Maine go. So Trump will lose that one vote he had in Maine. Biden loses that one electoral college vote that he would have in Nebraska. So keep an eye on this. It's high stakes. I mean, it's just crazy that we're even having this conversation. You know, that the Electoral College is a stand-in for you and my friends. That the last Republican president who was initially elected by the people So, anyhow, it's just fascinating how the Republicans are doing everything they can to manipulate the Electoral College. Because, you know, their philosophy, if you can't win, cheat. It's pretty simple. Power of names.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901.
That's 800-421-9901. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read. Full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern progress. The Lost Hours of Ancient Sunday. The Think of the World and What We Can Do with Lost Time by Tom Bunker. Discover how the Native Sunday and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new essence and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures value community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of the mouth, the moon of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Lost Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and feel our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Lost Hours of Ancient Sunlight, the fate of the world and what we can do with the next time by Tom Bunker. In bookstores and online.
The American Red Cross is our next step. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from mother city of Kuala Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, it's simple in its common sense logic. My book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
From international trade policy to immigration policy to
housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, find mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth uses only fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality that drink bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love it. She'll be cradled by severe softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Let's pick up some of your calls. Apparently, by the way, Blinken is either in or on his way to Saudi Arabia. He just called Hamas to accept Israel's offer. Apparently, he's helped negotiate an offer that he thinks is a pretty good one. Say what? Yeah. And, you know, whether they pick that up or not is a whole other thing. By the way, on the Kristi Noem thing, somebody called in earlier and said that the Lincoln Project has a new piece out about this. It's just hysterical. And so we looked at it in the break, and we just queued it up. We're just going to play it out there.
Dog owners know our furry friends can be a lot to keep up with.
After
but when
he
those
left
tough
us,
moments come, you have options.
I thought how she made him
shooting your dog in the face should not
from
be one of them.
Of the bar room to a
and if you do happen to shoot your dog in the face, please
talking,
don't write about it in your autobiography.
She was
this is
a beauty, but she came to me. She must have thought I'd
this is a public service announcement directed at any Republican who may be thinking of her.
I couldn't hold her.
All right, George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Back time after time.
Good afternoon, I'm Tank.
You
or good morning to you out there.
Leave me
thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Four hungry children.
I'd like to convey a sentiment that I didn't originate, it's not my own. But I was watching at the MSNBC earlier this morning, the Morning Joe show. And the point was made that in the not-too-distant past, Assad of Syria killed half a million unknown people, virtually all of them Muslims, sometimes with chemical or biological agents. Saddam Hussein did the same. His own people, almost all of them Muslims, he killed a million of them, sometimes with biological and chemical agents. And the college and university campuses in this country didn't explode in anger.
And you know why, George?
Well, there's a little matter of Jews being in.
No, it's got nothing to do with Jews. It's that we did not pay, we did not provide Syria with the weaponry that Assad used to kill his own people. We did not provide Sudan with the weaponry that Bashar al-Assad used to kill his own people. We, you know, that whole list of genocides, we did not provide Myanmar with 2,000-pound dumb bombs to drop on the Rohingya. We did not provide China with the weaponry and the technology to imprison a million Asians. We did provide 2,000-pound dumb bombs to Netanyahu and drop them on civilians and kill them. This is being done with our money, our weapons, and our name. None of those other genocides had anything to do with the United States.
Well, I believe that to at least some extent the ones that Iraq did, you recall the meeting between Rumsfeld and Saddam Hussein, and we did sell the raw materials for chemical agents.
Yeah, but that's you know, selling something to another country, number one,
And number two, you know, I don't know if there's a fair amount of evidence that that sale is still legal. And most of the Americans didn't even know what was happening. And it wasn't until we invaded Iraq that the pictures of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein even came out. There's no conceivable analogy there, George, and essentially what Joe Scarborough was saying, he was quoting Netanyahu's, considerable publicity machine, was, there's been all these other genocides, what's wrong with that genocide? Lady, it's the gospel truth. How can there be
so many ripples? I'm not a so many hearts tossed on this little stone. The words that have been going through my mind for the last 6-7 months. In a town
This has nothing to do with Jews or not Jews or Muslims or not Muslims. This has to do with a country that has been operating functionally as an apartheid state. Being attacked by the people that they've been oppressing, and oppressing is a legitimate use of language. And in response to that attack, wildly disproportionate. The response to that attack has, killed 30,000 plus civilians with our weapons and I think it's an entirely reasonable thing that Americans would stand up and say to their government. We are saying this. These protesters are speaking to Biden. They are speaking to the American administration. You wouldn't rise up and protest to the American administration and say, why aren't you stopping the killing in Syria of Syrians by Assad? We got nothing to do with it. We're not the ones who facilitated it. We're not the ones who paid for it. We're not the ones who gave Assad the money. We're not the one who gave him the bomb. Why are you even talking about this? Well, because the message that Netanyahu is trying to sell right now, and I'm not buying it, is... yeah, hey, there's a bunch of other genocides out there. Why are you whining about mine?
I think you've convinced me, Tom. I'm going to change my mind.
Okay. Thank you, George. Good talking to you. Mike in Fresno, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Oh, no, here we go again.
Yeah, hi, Tom. Amy Goodman, about 6 months ago,
it's you on my caller ID in the middle of a catastrophe. What a shame!
The whole world can stop turning, it's burning you up inside. Too bad you're so full of pride. My question is, nobody understands you. A complicated
thing.
Nobody's always right. What a shame, what a pity, what a pity, what a shame, what a shame, what a pity, what a pity, what a shame.
The public relations effort here to lift up those...
like Tom Cruise and Russell Crowe. Hollywood's where you should go. Lord knows you've got the act, a drama king, and that's a fact. How many times can one sky fall? I can't take another call. What a shame! The whole world can't stop turning. It's burning you up
to take down the squad.
Too bad you're so full of pride. What a pity! Nobody understands you. A complicated man who knows he's always right. What a shame! What a pity! What a pity! What a shame! What a shame! What a pity! What a pity! What a shame!
These students are speaking the truth. It's like, Netanyahu is trading the long-term safety of Israel for his short-term strategy. It's the same thing that Bush tried to do in Iraq. And it's wrong. Mike, I got to move along.
Thank you for the call. George in Palestine, Illinois. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Bob.
Israeli flags burned, but...
Yes, sir. About four of them so far.
Well, that's unfortunate. I would argue that what's happening is, and just like we saw in 1968, that the outliers, the people who don't represent it's the vast majority of the folks who are protesting, are the ones that are getting all the attention.
Right. You know, I agree with you there. Winds and my
Get to chasing that rainbow. A lot of, and I don't mean this to be dismissive or condescending, but a lot of young people are relatively politically naive, and they don't realize how something like that can be used against them and against the entire. George, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's time to move forward with Sane Among Us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
In Nogales, Arizona, prosecutors say they will not retry George Allen Kelly for gunning down a Mexican man on Kelly's property last year. The jury in the 75-year-old's trial couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, judge declaring mistrial. House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a $105 billion bill designed to improve air travel safety. Among other things, it will increase the number of air traffic controllers. This is ABC News.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin
at
is
Benson
safe
Insurance
drink.
Agency, they've
dairy
got you
cows
covered for life's unexpected twist, from life and car insurance to home,
so far,
UTV,
there are no
four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto,
Wisconsin.
And property, they've got
meantime,
you covered.
Dairy farmers
count on
are
them
urged
for competitive
young
rates and professional services that prioritize
they have
your peace of
animals.
Mind. Your protection is their
the
priority.
Most conservative
call
U.S. House Republican Speaker Mike Johnson
and his
post this week, Wisconsin's Brian Stiles is against the idea.
Your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most.
Focused on is
they're
the
not just
of the
agents,
day.
They're your advocates.
I'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward.
I fish.
And hopefully, we can
I clean local waterways so others
Stiles
can fish and swim.
WISN-TV's
I provide
front.
Fishing and water safety education to kids.
Johnson over the 4
and I maintain a healthy fish population
week.
So tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch.
That's what you need to know.
All
I'm
because
Carrie
I buy a fishing
this
license.
Is Civic Media
when you
news.
Buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. Learn more at takemefishing.org.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something to watch, here's a new Schwab Emendation. Liam Neeson's In the Land of Saints and Sinners is a good film. Neeson had fallen into a rut of cookie-cutter revenge films, but Saints and Sinners has a solid story, is set in Ireland, where the actor plays an enforcer who is searching for more out of life and butts heads with a group of Irish Republican Army soldiers. The film has just enough action, really good characters, and is in a beautiful setting. Jerry Seinfeld says you can't worry about being politically correct when it comes to comedy. The 69-year-old comedy legend was discussing Unfrosted, his feature film directorial debut, about Pop-Tarts with Page Six when he segued into the topic of offensive comedy. The comedian says, pick up a paper, look for jokes, and just navigate around them. Jerry says he's not worried about being politically correct with his act, which is a tough stance and shows a lot of backbone. It's also worth $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab, on weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, west winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 70s. Tuesday nights, showers and thunderstorms across the area. Currently 52 degrees.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
There she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Crude and dumb.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump is back in court. I feel better about that. And he's coming to Waukesha on Wednesday. Tune in. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
That should hold him accountable.
If legislators had to anticipate every single variable of activity for a law to be enforceable,
that's what you
mean. I spent time in school learning how to read and interpret laws and case law. I can't imagine, even with what we have right now, how the average American decides, let me look up what my, you know, even my local county thing is. So, you know, I wanted to point out that this approach to it doesn't say what it doesn't say. It's textual. What it does is it essentially pushes Scotus's job, which is interpreting the laws, to the political process where big business and Republicans can corrupt the legislative process with legalized bribery, gerrymandering, and voter suppression.
Yeah, and you want to see this go into hyperdrive. Look at what happens if they shoot down the Chevron deference. And say that agencies, regulatory agencies, can no longer hire scientists and experts to come up with their own rules. If those rules have to be written by Congress, you're going to have a real mess. And that's another thing that the Supreme Court is very seriously considering. Murray, thank you. That was a great analysis. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Glenn in Chicago. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Yeah, you hear me okay, Tom?
Yeah, you're a little,
okay,
good. A little weird, but yeah, okay.
Okay, and now the Supreme Court hearing on presidential immunity. I want to talk about that in a second. Now, the justices, some of them gave very specific hypotheticals, as you recall. If I were the DOJ and if I was a lawsuit, I'd ask the justice to define me and provide a hypothetical. If they allowed me to, I would say something like this. If the President POTUS decided that one of the justices before me, his or her decision is contrary to the American values, whatever that is, and orders to steal Gene Stick to his death date, and they knew that particular justice, under some of their scenarios, is that POTUS now criminally immune from prosecution.
Yeah, no, this is, I keep saying, the question that didn't get asked during that hearing was, what if Trump decides he wants to assassinate the Supreme Court justice? That would have,
I'm sorry to hear that.
That would have brought it home, as it were, and I think forced them to have a more serious take on it. But yeah, I'm with you, Glenn. I'm with you. Thank you very much for that. Juanita in New Lexington, Ohio. Hey, Juanita, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm not testing the Supreme Court bringing 13 justices going to court because we got nine districts and we got 13 districts that we need to add to the Supreme Court. And it drives me crazy that everybody says Joe Biden's fault, but he's not the president of Israel.
Yes. And he said, you're right.
And this person, I never knew about the boy in pictures that they showed me. She reminds me of a person with a profile on ID,
She reminds me a lot of Lauren Boebert. You know, I think they've got a lot in common personalities
they're defenders, they're cops, and they're everybody, they're family, a dog
should be a member of your family. Juanita, I gotta run, but thank you for the call, and spot on. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you. So make sure you register to vote and double check your voter registration. Vote.org is the place you can double check all this stuff. And make sure all your friends are registered too. So tag your name. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Yourself and the people around you. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for the thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready to mow its mealtime. It's shelf stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it in a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of
the nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and the flavor and texture you'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Plan. Plus, a free bag of Tully's Treasures, the best-selling meat-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can only be
messaged. You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage.
Morning. Join Santon Williams and I as we take a look back to the presidency of Donald Trump.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my hands.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Hey,